today's best podcast ever. I am your host, Jason Barton. I have with me my cohorts in action,
April Mitchell
and Chris Scott.
Today is June 18th, and we just got done with a big week here with lots of E3. We're going to have some famous birthdays coming up. Some entertainment news, D&D news, and we're going to kind of skip a couple other segments because I have a feeling E3 is going to take up a lot of this. So we'll go ahead and start off with video game news. I only have a few things here World of Warcraft related. This upcoming Tuesday, we're going to have the class tuning adjustments from patch 7.2.5. Looks like they're going to raise a few and lower some of the performing specs, probably based on DPS related stuff. I noticed a couple tanks are getting nerfed, and like if you're a Demon Hunter, Vengeance, you're going to get a little bit of a nerf. Warlocks are getting nerfed, and a lot of all the other classes were getting buffed. Unless you're a Druid. There are no changes in this for Druids. I found this interesting. Mythic loot, or the Mythic Plus loot that we get from doing the Mythic Plus dungeons, is going to go up in difficulty once they release the Mythic difficulty for the raid of Tomb of Sargeras. So it's going to be another week or two weeks. One more week? I forgot. Anyways, we got a little while so before you expect to get those Mythic Plus loots to be raised. So you may actually want to do it not this Tuesday, but after this Tuesday. So anyways, if you're someone who doesn't like to read raid strategies, then maybe the Minimalist's Guide for Tomb of Sargeras is for you. Vitaro posted on the MMO Champions, the guide which can be found, and I provide a bit.ly link in the notes, which provides a very, very brief, like, just encounter information for each boss, and, like, just this is the you-need-to-know-this, probably for every spec kind of thing. This is just how the general strategies are going to work for each of the bosses. So I definitely advise going and checking that out. It's bit.ly, mini... capital M, Tomb, capital T. So, that's all I got in my terms of stuff. We're going to go ahead and throw this over to some... there's plenty of video game news. Don't get me wrong. We're going to have shit tons of video game news. But we're going to go on to birthdays.
I need a drink.
She's ready.
Sorry, I'm eating.
It's all good.
Okay, so today, June 18th, got cheese on my tooth. Richard Madden, born 1986 in Scotland. We know him as Robb Stark in Game of Thrones, but I also know him as the Prince in Cinderella.
Oh.
Well, we did.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say.
And not to be confused with Richard Madden, or John Madden.
Yeah, exactly. For you football people out there.
And I'm probably not going to pronounce the last name right on the second one, but it's David Giuntoli.
Works good to me.
Born 1980. He is the main guy on Grimm.
Oh, nice.
Carol Kane. Born 1952. I know her best from The Princess Bride, Scrooged, and Adam's Family Values.
The Nutcracker Suite.
Mm-hmm. Ballbreaker Suite.
Ball break, thank you.
June 19th, we have Aidan Turner, born 1983 in Ireland, so yeah, I'd be robbing that cradle. He's Keeley in the Hobbit trilogy, Luke in the Mortal Instruments City of Bones. Then you have Zoe Saldana, born 1978. She's an Aterian Avatar. Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2, Uhura in Star Trek Into Darkness, and Star Trek Beyond, and Anna Maria in Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
June 20th, Nicole Kidman, born 1967. She was actually born in Hawaii, but she's Australian. She's Grace Stewart and the others, Satine in Moulin Rouge. She's Mrs. Coulter in the Golden Compass, Gillian Owens in Practical Magic, and apparently Dr. Chase Meridian in Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm.
This one I know, but not many other people are going to know. Miles O'Keefe, born 1954. I watched him in a movie with Sean Connery called Sword of the Valiant. Sword of the Valiant, Legend of Sir Gawain, and the Green Knight. Sean Connery plays the Green Knight. June 21st, you've got Chris Pratt, born 1979. He's Peter Quill in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2. He's in Jurassic World. He's in the new movie Passengers. He's Josh Faraday in the new Magnificent Seven. He's the co-worker Barry in Wanted, and he's the best friend Alex Eilhauer in The 5-Year Engagement. Love that movie. I bought it. And then you have Carrie Preston, born 1967. I know her as Arlene Fowler in True Blood, but a lot of people also know her as Grace Hendricks in Person of Interest.
That's how I know her.
June 22nd, Kris Kristofferson, born 1936. He's Whistler in Blade, Blade 2, and Blade Trinity. He's the voice of Chief Hanlon in Fallout New Vegas. I love that game. Okay, you've got Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell, born 1958 in Birmingham, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
He's Ash in Army of Darkness, The Evil Dead 2, and The Evil Dead, and Ash versus The Evil Dead. He's Sam Axe in Burn Notice.
Damn straight.
He is the voice of Captain Lennox in the video game Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Exo Zombies. He plays Santa in The Librarians. Apparently, in Oz the Great and Powerful, he's Winky Gatekeeper. He is the voice of Rod Torque Redline in Cars 2. In My Name is Bruce, he plays himself. I love My Name is Bruce. In Spider-Man 2, he's the snooty usher. Bubba Hotep, he's Elvis Presley or Sebastian Half. I love Bubba Hotep. He's in one episode of Charmed, and apparently he's also in Hercules and Xena Warrior Princess. He was the Surgeon General of Beverly Hills in Escape from L.A. And, of course, Briscoe County Jr. in The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
That man has had a very storied career. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
June 23rd, we've got Melissa Rauch, born 1980. She's Bernadette Rostenkowski, a.k.a. Wallowitz, on The Big Bang Theory. Then you've got Joss Whedon, born 1964. You know, he's done the Avenger movies, Toy Story, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Cabin in the Woods, Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog, Angel, Serenity, Firefly, and 4 episodes of Roseanne.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he wrote 4 episodes of Roseanne. I was kind of impressed by that. I want to know which 4. And then June 24th, I have one. Ian Glenn, born 1961 in Edinburgh, Scotland. He's Manfred Powell in Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Jorah Mormont in Game of Thrones. And Dr. Isaacs in the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, yeah, Isaacs.
He
fucking
is
Isaacs.
Uncle Ralph in Kick-Ass 2. And for all my fellow Downton Abbey watchers, he's Sir Richard Carlyle. Kind of a dick. And in Doctor Who, he is Octavian in 2 episodes back in 2010. And he also plays the character Tony in the movie Beautiful Creatures. So there are your birthdays.
Yay!
Birthdays.
I'm going to go eat some more.
Okay.
All right.
Don't eat too much. You'll be back, right back. After Chris gives us some entertainment news.
Entertainment news. Boo-doo. Well, unfortunately, the wonderful streak of Wonder Woman has been broke by fucking animated Cars.
Yay!
But not by much. Cars 3 did win out the weekend, but it only, you know, it ended up grossing $53.5 million, while Wonder Woman still made just shy of $41 million, which still, you know, I would have gone and seen it again, but I was at a freaking wedding all weekend, so that was all good. But, I mean, it has now made $570 worldwide. Right now, it is actually making more, it's made more domestically than the 17-day opening run of Man of Steel. So, you know, it's holding its own right now, which is good to see.
Yay!
I just recently saw today that it looks like they posted up. It's weird. It's a teaser trailer for Pitch Perfect 3, and it's not really a trailer per se, but I mean, there was a lot of people just posting, you know, a lot of the actors posting Snapchat videos and Instagram pictures and all that, and it's almost like the director compiled all of this and got some stuff from the, you know, the actors and whatnot, and I mean, it looks like it could be a good movie. I honestly think this is maybe going to be the last of the Pitch Perfect movies. Maybe that's where it needs to end at three, but...
I would agree. But yes, I'm not one of those. I'm not one of those people who should say if it is or isn't. I know there's a lot of people out there who really like Pitch Perfect.
Like me?
Right. It's been a decent movie. It's just like a decent set of movies, and I like them. It's just... we'll
like
see.
The Hobbit. It's just got to be trilogy.
Yep. Not to get too political, but since he is a big entertainment fixture, the Bill Cosby trial has gone to mistrial, which means he's not guilty, he's not innocent, but it can go to another retrial. So, and if you've been living under a rock for a while, the whole thing is about sexual misconduct and whatnot. So, just kind of like. You know, what's really going on? I mean, come on. This is Bill Cosby. This is, you know, Dr. Huxtable. You know, and I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about all this, so.
I don't know how I'll feel after they're done trialing him. So, because right now, we don't know if this is just a legitimate, claims. It's hard to tell with this. That's why I usually keep my nose out of it until the end.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm curious to kind of keep an eye on, see what happens with all of this. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm just touching on that briefly. I did just hear that, as of last night, there was the passing of Stephen First, died of complications from diabetes, at age of 62. Now, he is, you know, didn't actually realize this until I just really looked into it. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan of Animal House, but I've always known him. He played Kent Dorfman, also known as Flounder, in Animal House. He was also in St. Elsewhere, but what I actually remembered him from once I actually... When I saw the information on it, he was on Babylon 5. He played Veer Koto. He was one of the five delegates for the station, and I'm just like,
now that
I look and I think about it, I'm like, oh. And I can picture him now. So, yeah, you know, he did almost that entire run, the 115 episodes or whatever of Babylon 5, so, yeah, I think he was on it the most of all the 110 episodes. He was, you know, besides a couple of the other diplomats and the security guy Garibaldi, he was on the show the longest. So Stephen First, you know good actor. I mean, besides those couple of roles, you know, he did St. Elsewhere, like I said, The Dream Team, Babylon 5, nothing really recent. He did do that Christmas Vacation 2 movie, so but it's all good. And the last thing I'm going to wrap up with is Mr. Ryan Reynolds decided to post a teaser picture this weekend of himself, or should I say, not of himself, but of a certain dead poolish person. It actually reads, "Dropped by the X Mansion, big fucking surprise, no one's home." And, I mean, it's just him kind of on his back with his feet up, right in front of the Xavier Mansion. So, a teaser picture, you know, kind of like the picture we had of him in front of the fireplace on the bearskin rug. Yeah, I kind of look at this as like Deadpool 2's teaser pic right there. So it looked like a beautiful picture. I mean, if it really is like the actual mansion that they filmed in front of, it looks the sky looks really nice. It's either that or it's really damn good blue screen, because you'd have to look at this picture and you can almost see where it almost kind of looks a little almost fakeish, but not quite. That is due out June 1st of 2018, so we got about a year until we see Deadpool 2, and that is going to wrap up my entertainment news for today.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on to our second to last segment about some TV news.
Dandy news. Alrighty. Yay! Okay, so this week's Dandy news, more than news, is kind of more release dates. Excuse me. So we've got some new products coming out. Let me find everything. Here we go. First coming up is June 20th. We've got the new D&D character sheets coming out.
Yay!
You're going to get a lavishly illustrated protective folder, and there's going to be a full set of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons character sheets for use in any D&D campaign. It's going to include 3 additional styles of double-sided character sheets, giving the veteran players options based on their individual play preference, and spell sheets for keeping track of the magical repertoire. And then each sheet also provides plenty of room to keep track of everything that makes a character unique.
Like our inventory.
Also included will be an introductory character sheet designed specifically to help ease new players into the game.
Oh.
Which I think is a good idea. I would love to scan that one, get it, just to scan that one.
Yeah, but the problem with that is everybody can't play that same one.
I know, that's why I'm saying scan it into the computer, keep it as a file, print it off when I need it.
Okay.
So, yeah, $10, June 20th.
Very nice.
I'm excited for that. I might actually buy that. So then after that, you've got July 26th.
WizKids.
Icons of the Realms, Tomb of Annihilation, D&D miniatures. WizKids is selling them.
Yep.
So it's going to be a bunch of D&D miniatures for Tomb of Annihilation. They showed talked about them a little bit briefly on Stream of Annihilation, and they looked pretty cool. They were showing video of them. So if you want to see what they look like, go to Stream of Annihilation on twitch.tv under the D&D channel, and if they're not there, check YouTube. Because they do a whole interview with WizKids. And then, after that, we have a little bit of a wait. Because after July 26th, September 19th, what'd you find?
They have, like, little tokens for, like, coffins.
Oh, yeah, they have
portals.
Got little, like, room things, too.
So it's not just character figurines.
No, yeah,
it's
they
like
also have, like, little
items.
Potions and stuff like
treasure
that.
Treasure for the floor.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Is that a face grabber? No.
But they had some neat stuff, and it'd be worth purchasing.
Traps. It shows traps. That's cool.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Okay, so then, they do look pretty cool, I mean. Yeah. And you're also getting, like, looks like a dinosaur, one of the grungs. And some other stuff, too. Looks kind of cool. And that's going to be $15.99 at the WizKids site. We can always post
that.
Oh,
they have a board game.
Yeah, I know.
Huh. That's expensive.
Yeah. Okay, so then September 19th is a busy day. Because on September 19th, you've got the Dungeon Master Screen Reincarnated that's coming out.
Dun-dun.
That... Oh, I just saw the stupid thing. Where'd it go?
It shall be better than the first one, which was kind of meh.
Storm King Thunder, I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, very nice.
No, that's what it was.
Oh, that's like a pit trap. Those are like little spikes. Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, that one.
It's a pit trap.
It's a trap.
15. I can't find it, but it's there. Anyways.
Somewhere.
It's going along with the D&D Tomb of Annihilation dice set that's coming out.
Oh, right.
It's a green tin.
Okay.
The dice look kind of greenish. It's a metal container, and it's embossed with the classic devil face that also appears on the cover of the Tomb of Annihilation D&D adventure. It's pretty cool. It's just a tin and dice, and it looks like they glow in the dark. I don't know. Those are me, $19.95.
Do not play D&D in the dark.
Because that leads to the release of the Tomb of Annihilation. Any non-preferred stores, it's going to be September 19th. Ooh. It's coming.
Well, you can buy them at 8 counts.
So then after all that goodness, September 30th, apparently between September 19th and September 30th is enough time for you to play with your new Tomb of Annihilation stuff, because they're coming out with the Adventure Module Collector's Editions. First one is Dungeon Module B2, The Keep on the Borderlands. They're pretty much taking the old adventures and revamping them for 5th edition.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first one. This one is... Oh, I'm trying to think which one it is. It contains B1 and B2 converted to 5th edition. Plus insider commentary and original art from the first original book. And it's the one that was written by Gary Gygax. Yay!
Gygax.
Oh, whatever.
No, it's Gygax. That was just funny.
It has a new interview with gaming legend Mike Carr, author of B1 In Search of the Unknown. Cool. Digitally restored scans of both B1 and B2, including multiple printings of B2, The Keep on the Borderlands. It went through 9 printings in its original form, and there are material differences between the first 3 printings and subsequent editions. That's kind of cool. And it's going to provide additional detail in the areas surrounding the Caves of Chaos, including, at long last, the Cave of the Unknown. So then after that comes out, that was September 30th. October 6th is when Betrayal at Baldur's Gate board game comes out. That's going on my Christmas list. October 17th is when we are getting a new grid. D&D Adventure grid. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
It's a double-sided grid-lined surface, and it's ideal for when your Dungeons & Dragons campaign gets tactical, like last night.
Yeah, how big is this thing? Is this a... I wonder... Oh, okay, here we go, yeah. I see it now.
Probably the same size as the one we have.
It's got fold-up. Yeah, it's you can just fold it. Okay.
One side features a stone floor, good for dungeon and city encounters, while the other features terrain usable for a wide range of rural and wilderness encounters.
Yay!
Folds up and can be used with both wet erase and dry erase pens interchangeably.
They're not permanent.
$24.95, October 17th.
I'll probably buy that, actually.
And then November 21st is when Xanathar's Guide to Everything is out. And that kind of rounds up the year in D&D.
Toys.
Again, going on my Christmas list.
Yeah, Xanathar has got shit tons of feats and spells. Oh, I'll be buying that.
And they're doing the 2 different covers for the art again this year for this book. Xanathar's Guide to Everything. You get the regular one or the special one. They interviewed the guy that did the artwork for that, too. On Stream of Annihilation. Should go watch that. It's pretty interesting. But that's all I really have for D&D news is releases. I'm going to keep up to date if anything sneaks through.
Woo!
Like a rogue with a high hide. Sorcerer still. Alright. So, thank you for giving us our penultimate section. Now we're going to go to the ultimate section! That would be E3, everybody. So, I'm just gonna go ahead and, I've organized these by, like, the major game companies, so, I think we'll just go down the road like that. So we'll go ahead and, Chris, if you want to start off with the first section, I'll just throw in my comments as I see fit.
You betcha. Well, of course, the first and biggest one we had was, of course, pre-show, and that was freaking last Sunday. It was the release... While you guys were burning at frickin' Bear Growl, some of us were actually watching the Microsoft Xbox E3 briefing.
Yeah.
Which was really good. I mean, of course, I'm skipping right to this one. Obviously, we're getting a new system. But that'll round it out. But let's hit the games. Major announcements. Forza Motorsport 7, which Forza has actually made a contract with Microsoft to release their newest car coming out. So, like, the Porsche that is coming out this year was first shown at E3, at that briefing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Releases October 3rd for the Xbox One, Xbox One X, and the Windows 10.
Yes. And I have a feeling that a lot of these games that are going to be for Xbox One are also going to release for Windows 10, which is their ultimate goal.
Right. Now, actually, you know what? I mean, I should preempt all of this. Okay, with the Xbox One X, I'm just going to say that all of the anything that's from Xbox will run on the Xbox One X. And I think even goes, it's kind of like it, it's the games, just, if they're for the Xbox One X, they're going to be ramped up for that, but they'll still also play in the Xbox One. Well, you'll have to get confirmation on that one.
Yeah, you just won't get your 6K output, or 4K output, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly.
You may see weird bugs or something, issues.
Yep. What ifs. Minecraft in 4K. Trailer of the 4K play makes it look awesome. Really awesome. I mean, they're adding a lot of things. Bigger servers. More skins I saw.
Definitely watch the trailer if you are a Minecraft freak, because mm-hmm. that was a great trailer.
Yeah, I know. I was just seeing they were doing, Best Buy was doing the 500... gig box with the Minecraft for $200. I'm like, nope, they knock it down to $170, then we're talking, I'll finally buy into it.
Well, they're already losing money in that system right now.
I know.
So. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah. So
Crackdown 3. We have not seen a Crackdown since, I think, early 360 coming out, or even maybe 360's release.
I've seen a lot of new games where it's just been like 10, 15 years, and they're finally bringing stuff back. Like
mm-hmm.
this upcoming year.
Crackdown 2 was, 360 July 2010, so it 7 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely not on my, like, to-buy list right away. I'll be getting that on PC, probably.
I didn't see anything about it coming out for 10, but more than likely it will.
Yeah.
And that's coming November 7th.
Yeah, as far as I understand.
Yep, Sea of Thieves. I must have blanked out during this part of the thing because I didn't sit through the whole thing. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm intrigued by it. So it's just mm-hmm. another pirate combat thing, but it's not Skull and Bones. So which we'll talk about later.
That releases early 2018 for Xbox One and Windows 10. State of Decay 2 4K trailer looks good with open world and zombies. You know, I'm getting a little overrun by zombies. No pun intended.
Well, and there's going to be so many zombie games, though. Like Days Gone. I mean, the thing is like, can we get enough is there such a thing as too much zombie?
Yes.
They love the post-apocalyptic world scenarios, though. Whether or not they're a zombie, or, say, somebody who's on the fringe of just being radiated to the point of, like, non-human... Yeah, okay.
Jason, there's too much.
Yeah. But it's going to be 4K, so that's cool.
Yes, it will. Yep. Jason, I'm going to let you announce this next one because, okay, it is an exclusive.
Yeah.
It is coming out for Xbox One X. It is...
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Oh my gosh. I am excited by this, but not excited by this. Because I'm excited, not because it's coming out to Xbox, but... It's because it's probably going to get some funding then to make the game more stable for PC, which is my problem right now. Because I have so many issues with the games not being stable. And, like, a lot of my friends are now experiencing the game crashing. Like, maybe in the most important parts of the game crashing. You know, like, mm-hmm. towards the end. Very annoying.
Yeah.
So,
and, I mean, I know how much you and I are enjoying playing stuff on the PC as opposed to the console. But
did you confirm that it's exclusive to Xbox or not?
Yes, I have confirmed. I watched
the guy from Xbox there, and I watched the video, but I didn't see him say that it was going to be exclusive. They were just going to bring it to Xbox. So
let me find this exactly. Because
it's already on PC, so I mean, it's not going to be maybe exclusive console Xbox.
Yep, I mean, if I remember hearing it right, which I believe I did, they are okay. So it's in closed alpha and beta. Green was part of Microsoft's briefing during the E3 2017 to announce that Battlegrounds would be coming to Xbox One as a timed console exclusive.
A console launch exclusive. So
yes.
When it comes to console first, it'll be on Xbox. So
right, exactly. So it will, and that'll be sometime by the end of 2017. So it will be an Xbox exclusive to start.
And like I said, if you haven't played this game, it's fantastic. If you are big into FPS, give it a whirl. So it's only $30, so you can't really go wrong with that. Yeah.
And then surprisingly, I honestly thought that this was going to be... When I started watching this trailer, I was thinking, is this another BioShock?
Yeah.
But no. Metro Exodus.
Yeah.
You know why I thought it was BioShock? Because of the guy's watch.
Oh, yeah. It's got that whole BioShock feel to it. So, mm-hmm. But it's the same group, right? That does BioShock. It's BioWare, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, God, how long... Metro... I thought Metro...
I own all of them for the PC.
Well, I was going to say, I thought Metro was way back in freaking... That was Metro 2033. No, it was a 360 game. I was thinking it was 2010. So another oldie, a goodie.
Yeah, because they had Metro Last Light, and then they had Metro Redux. And yep. I think Exodus is their current one. So I don't know what the years were on that, but I thought Redux didn't come out too long. I mean, it's probably been a while. So
right. But then, of course, the biggest announcement for Microsoft. The Xbox One X.
Yeah.
The Robot One X. I mean, the Xbox One X.
Yeah, my problem with the name, though, is it's Xbox X, and then they have an Xbox S. So you have to enunciate, if you're talking about these consoles, mm-hmm. whether it's S or X.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like X is an X-ray. Or...
But it's not that, I mean, like, it's just a hyped-up version of the current console. So it's just still the Xbox One. So
exactly. I mean, it has the Scorpio processor, which you and I both had heard about last year.
Yeah, they've been touting Project Scorpio for quite some time now. So,
mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, the super cooled chip on it, and the display, you know, everything they're just touting up. Backwards compatibility with the original Xbox games.
Right.
The old classics. So
they announced last year the Xbox 360 backwards compatibility. Now they've added Xbox One or the Xbox original games to it. So
yeah, so that, I mean, that's deep. I mean, that's like going way back.
Based on publishers, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I mean, right now they're talking $500 and release on November 7th. I'm sorry,
this year?
I can't put my money towards that quite yet.
Yeah, I'm consoled out for the time being. Because until I see like the next iteration, I'm probably not going to buy any of the newer ones. Except when we get to it, PlayStation, because PlayStation will have PSVR. Moving into the next category.
Yep, Jason, next category. What do we got?
All right, so PlayStation, that's generally where I play most of my games. Although I have an Xbox One as well, Xbox One S and an Xbox One. Just, you know, I enjoy them, kind of, yes. Quote-unquote. But, yeah, moving on, Days Gone, the first game that I saw that looks pretty awesome. I enjoyed it. It's not going to be at the top of my list of games I'm going to probably buy, but the trailer looked pretty good. So, mm-hmm. Anybody who's played any of the God of War games, we brought this up last week, in the last podcast. We're going to be seeing a new God of War released early 2018. I believe this might actually give Kano, what's his name, Kanos, more...
Kronos?
Is it Kronos? Okay, Krosis?
Krosis.
Anyways, he'll be getting, like, a little bit more detail, and he's going to be bringing his kid. So that's kind of cool. And the trailer that they provided actually looks pretty awesome. Apparently, they meet one of the children of Loki. So, it's a giant serpent. Anyways, pretty awesome. I actually may get back into the game just for this game. So, hey, Chris, I'll let you announce the next one, because... I know you like him.
I'm okay with him. Spider-Man is returning to consoles.
You're just okay with him?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I've played around with a few of them, but I never got balls deep into playing any of them, really. And I'm just like, I'm only okay with them.
Yeah, it's probably about the same with me. So I guess I'm okay with this. So, release 2018, right? So,
yep.
We got it a little ways to go, but they're just probably playing off the movie, right, now? Because we're getting a new movie here.
I mean, the next one sounds more interesting to me.
Yeah. Okay, you can start off talking about it. I'll add my comments when you get to it.
Android uprisings. Where are we gonna have our Android uprisings? Same place where they shoot a lot of. Same place they shoot a lot of the Transformer movies. Detroit.
Oh shit!
That's the thing. In that whole battle scene at the very end of the first movie, that's all downtown Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit looks great now in the future, guys. So I don't know what Detroit did, but they're gonna fix themselves and they're gonna look great.
It's getting there.
Except. We're going to upset some robots. So.
No. Hey, you know what? Actually, the funny thing is on Twitter, just quick iteration, somebody asked, okay, so how's Skynet going to really start? I came up with the answer. It will be when an Amazon Echo and a Google Home somehow start communicating with each other. That's the end of the world.
No, it's going to be whoever gets the biggest, fastest computer, Android. Like, I mean, that's really where it's going, you know, like automation, like intelligence, home intelligence, probably using almost all the information it collects about human civilization, and then how do we adapt to that? And how does it adapt to that?
Yep. And somehow somebody will have two of them, both one of each item, near enough to each other that they will say one thing to one of them, and somehow something that one says triggers the other, and it starts an infinite loop and creates Skynet.
Somebody already did this, actually. They made an app for, I think, Alexa that says Google Home, and then Google Home triggers Alexa, so, like, back and forth.
But I'm talking accidentally. I'm not talking doing it on purpose.
Right,
so.
Right. They're just going to know that the other one's there, and they're just going to start talking. And they're going to share data. And build this backbone of architecture where they...
Anyhow, so we get back to...
And start talking with satellites.
Become human. Android uprisings. Jason, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I like the concept. I'm a big Android, you know, like, take over the world kind of thing, and... Whether or not this is just injustice for the androids, or whether the androids actually feel like humanity is horrible and it should probably fix itself. Because, like, they're being repressed, because as you see from the trailer, there's two androids that are trying to save the other androids from the, like, shopping center, like, where you can buy androids from, obviously, because, you know, they're for sale. So, it's just, I'm sure they're probably intro to this gaming series.
Yeah,
it was a series of games, so... And I imagine they'll probably just work their way up from Detroit to Chicago to New York to who knows?
I want to see them. No, they gotta fucking invade Toronto.
Toronto.
Hey.
Oh no, those androids, they'll be so friendly.
Yeah. Next, Jason, what you got? You got sports? You want your sports, Jason? What you got sports?
Well, it's Gran Turismo Sport. It's not really sports now, is it? That's more of a racing game because Gran Turismo. Yeah.
Hey, 50,000 Southerners can't be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you like NASCAR, you're gonna like Gran Turismo. It's just the really cool looking cars though. So they're like not like NASCAR. I'm sorry, NASCAR is probably a derogatory word for this game because these are just like, Forza. If you like Forza racing, you're gonna like this game because it's just actual race cars. So and you're racing on racetracks and you're gonna do time lapse and trials and stuff like that. So. I guess maybe if you like Mario Kart, you might like this, if you like the look of cars.
Yeah, so. I mean, it is going to be the first one released on PS4, so, you know, it's not my capote, but whatever.
All right, so we continue on the Uncharted series with...
Oh, Uncharted.
The Lost Legacy. I have yet to get into this game, so I cannot speak for this game. I have heard only but good things for these games. And I'm sure this will be a continuation. I heard that it's like a... It goes back to, like, previous games, and it's going to be longer than previous games. So, you know, so I guess, like, the last one was kind of, like, a cop-out because it was a little bit shorter than what people expect from the game itself. So, expect a little bit more content and a little bit more time spent playing this game. So, it releases August 22nd. Do you have any other bits on this, Chris, that you want to talk about?
I know... The whole, that whole Drake series and all that with Uncharted, I'm just like, no, I'm kind of okay. I played it.
I understand the game concept. I feel like I'm Tomb Raider all over again, but, but only maybe played with an Indiana Jones kind of figure. Monster Hunter 4, Chris.
Monster Hunter! Hi!
So, this is I've heard of Monster Hunter. I have not played any Monster Hunter games. I doubt too many of my friends have played Monster Hunter. So I don't know what to expect from this game. It looks okay. That's all I gotta say. I don't know if it's really my kind of game, though.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, God, that one you would play all the time. I mean, it's you know, it's just a different take on kind of Pokemon. You know, you're a fresh hunt, you know, as the description goes on Wikipedia, as with the other games of the series, Monster Hunter 4 has the player take on the role of a fresh hunter that undertakes quests and challenges to hunt dangerous creatures that inhabit various locales.
Now, was this a port of the existing Monster Hunter 4? Like, I don't know exactly what to make of this, because, like, I feel like maybe they're just taking the current Monster Hunter games and just porting them to an actual console versus, like, because Nintendo have these Monster Hunter games on them, which is why I never really played them, because I never had a 3DS or anything like that.
Yep. So, it does say that this Monster Hunter 4 does look like it is, I mean, if it is bringing me up the right thing, yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's past. Let's continue.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This is what I'm excited about. I've already pre-ordered it. Horizon Zero Dawn DLC. So, if you don't get enough of the game itself, there's plenty more to add, because the trailer for it looks pretty fantastic. So we'll have a nice little other extra area content to open up. So, I still haven't beat the game yet, so I feel like I'm about halfway through the game right now. And, yeah, fantastic game. I hope the DLC follows suit.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a pretty... It's been a pretty sweet-ass game from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It brings in only one new Mega Monster, though, is what it kind of looked like. So there might be some new challenge to it, but if it's not that challenging, then there may, you know, there might not be more for people who like it to have a challenging game on their hands. So, who knows? I guess we won't know until the DLC is out, so...
Exactly.
The last game that we have is Shadow of the Colossus. I've heard of this game. I do not know much about this game, and I missed the trailer for it. So hopefully, Chris, you saw it, because...
I did not see the trailer, but I do know that it is based on an original PS2 game of the same name. Basics is...
Wait. Yeah, no, I did watch the trailer for this. Okay. Now that I see this.
I was about to say, you should know this Shadow of the Colossus. But yeah, basically the new version that's going to come out, ultra high def art, is scheduled for release early 2018. So
that
Shadow of the Colossus.
It looked weird because, like, I don't understand the game. Like, do you get a bunch of Colossuses you're fighting? Because obviously it looked like the Colossuses were fighting you. So I think you're just taking down all the Colossuses in this planet or something like that, this world. Mm-hmm. So. It looks to be fun and challenging, and you get to fight things that look really cool, so...
In Soviet Russia, Colossus is crush you!
Yeah! So, it kind of stayed in the spotlight, but, you know, they had a bunch of games talked about it. PlayStation VR, so... I didn't really stick them in the notes here, but we've got two games that I'm looking forward to that are coming to the PlayStation VR, and that will be Doom VR and Fallout 4 VR, which we announced in the last podcast. So,
damn straight.
I'm excited, and this might be what brings me about to buying a PlayStation VR, but I won't know until later this year whether or not I buy it after reviews come out for those games, because I want to see good VR done well. So,
of course, yeah.
And if somebody's going to do it, I believe Bethesda's going to do it. So,
oh, Bethesda.
I just love Bethesda. I'm like a mini Bethesda fanboy, because I just love almost all the Bethesda products out there.
Hey, I don't blame you. I don't blame you, good sir. I
haven't come across a bad Bethesda product in my life. So, at least yet. Of course, I don't play old games. Anyways, let's go ahead and move on to something a little more fun and for kids. Oh, wait. Maybe they're trying to move away from that light. Nintendo. So,
Nintendo!
Chris, you play Nintendo, right?
I have played Nintendo.
I've played Nintendo. Like, the old school Nintendo. So, and I have a Nintendo Switch. So, I suppose I'm probably excited about some of these things that might bring more to my Switch other than Zelda and Mario Kart. Just Dance, although we're getting that for the Xbox One. So, yeah. Super Mario Odyssey. Chris, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, the fact that you're traveling on a ship, on a hat-shaped ship called the Odyssey.
It's a me of Odyssey.
Yeah, you know, a free-form exploration-based level design previously featured in 64 and Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, they kind of gave us a hint of this, too, earlier in the year, so, like, as to what would be this, and we were just like, what the hell? It's like a street and Mario. I'm like, what? What?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I've been Nintendo'd out for actually a while. I mean, I played around with that Wii, but it's just like, it's hard.
I mean, I don't mind, like, you know, the ideas of, like, you know, Mario being in things, except when they put them with Rabbids. Oh yeah, and the release date on the Odyssey is October 27th. If anybody actually is interested in that game, if you have kids, I'm sure it'll be great for them. I would probably be more inclined to play Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle over the Odyssey.
Right.
That'll be released August 29th. XCOM is what everybody is comparing this game to. So I am not familiar with XCOM. So it's another game that I own but don't play.
Oh, I played XCOM for decades.
Yeah, so you would have a better feel for that game. Apparently, a lot of people like are coming back saying this might actually be a really good game to play. So I'll put it on my radar, and as soon as I get reviews out from it, probably I might buy it. So it's on my radar.
I don't care for rabbits. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the point that doesn't sell me on this. Because like I remember Mario Party RPG or the Mario RPG game back in the day, and I like that, but don't include rabbits in it. Like I don't care. Or the Splatoon people, please don't put them in there.
Yes, thank you.
So I am actually kind of excited about the next one. Anybody who's familiar with this game already knows what it is and how, for whatever reason, how awesome it's just like somehow everybody keeps playing this game. It's because it's a great multiplayer game to play with your Twisted Metal kind of game, but Rocket League! So...
Rocket League!
Yeah, I mean, you just get different vehicles and you're trying to get a ball into a goal. So you're playing soccer with vehicles, which have a bunch of different little abilities and all that, and eventually you'll get really good at hitting the ball just to put them in. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited about Rocket League. Seems like a good game. And they're bringing it to the Switch. So that's the surprise announcement.
That could be a good one.
Yeah. So they're bringing Skyrim to the Switch. Now they're bringing also Rocket League to the Switch.
Rocket League.
So if you like Rocket League, enjoy it.
Yep.
So I saw the previews for this. It's called Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I don't know. It seems like it's just another RPG kind of Final Fantasy game to me kind of thing. I don't know. Sort of. Kind of. Maybe. So. I don't know if I'll be getting it. I know they brought it earlier to like these kinds of titles, to other like you know, to the 3DS or whatever. So
definitely looks very Final Fantasy ish.
Yeah, and then we get kind of this ghost announcement. I feel like it's a ghost announcement because they really don't give us any information or anything, like a trailer or anything. But there's going to be a Pokemon RPG for the Switch. Oh yeah, and if you're really interested in Xenoblades, it's going to show. It's going to be released this holiday season, so expect it this year.
This holiday season.
I don't have any information about Pokemon RPG though. Like I couldn't find anything about it other than they've just announced that they're making one. So
yeah, that's all I got on
it. It's just
too.
Like, hey guys, we're gonna make an Pokemon RPG. Okay, thanks, bye. Okay, right, sure.
Next one.
Metro.
Next two. I'm excited for.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Metroid Prime 4. I mean, I like Metroid Prime. And I forgot to put... Oh, no, I did. I grabbed your notes from it. That's right, I put it underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love Metroid, and I'm glad that they're bringing Metroid Prime 4, out for the Switch. Just, like, there's still no release date yet, or gameplay, so we don't know how it's gonna play, but it's another one of those, hey guys, we're just going to bring a game to you. We give you, like, this cool-looking text that says Metroid Prime 4.
Hey, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that right now.
Yeah,
it's currently under development, handled by an entire new developmental team, released for 2018.
Oh, so it actually does have a release date of next year?
I've got that off the Wikipedia page right now. So somebody's quoting that off of reports from The Verge and VentureBeat from the 13th for About the game.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go ahead and update our notes saying released in 2018.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yep. So, I mean, I played the hell out of Metroid Prime. That was a solid game right there.
I remember playing it on, like, my original Nintendo, like, Metroid. And that's what really got me into the game. And I could the replay values just seemed to be there, too, for it. Because I just enjoyed going back and playing it again, so.
Very much so. I agree with you there, good sir.
Chris, you want to continue?
Metroid Samus Return.
Yeah, so...
Not only do we get a Switch-based Metroid, we're getting a handheld Metroid. Bring me back to, like, the days of...
Hey, Nintendo Switch is a handheld.
Mm-hmm. I know. No, it's still a... I consider it still a console-based thing,
No, it just has a docking station. It's a handheld. It's like the PS Vita. Oh, this could be a whole other talk, though. Is the Switch a handheld? That's what they want it to be. They want it to be a portable game system that you can take with you and enjoy on the road as well as...
You're killing me, bro. You're killing me. Just saying it. Anyhow, Metroid Samus Returns. It is a reimagining of the 1991 Game Boy version of Metroid 2 Return of Samus, so... Awesome!
Yeah, at least I'll be able to then play it, right? Hopefully they'll bring some sort of Switch port to it eventually.
Exactly. It looks like it's still going to be pretty awesome.
It's good. For the
3DS it right looks now. Like it's set to be side-scrolling, which, I mean, I enjoy my side-scrollers. And, I mean, it is more classic Metroid.
That's,
I mean, I remember there was one for the GBA, the Game Boy Advance, that I played the hell out of.
Jason? All right, so for all of you people who haven't beaten Zelda, A Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, you should start doing that so you can work into what's going to be the upcoming DLC for it. They've announced two DLCs, the Master's Trials, which is going to be released June 30th, as well as the Champion's Ballad, which is going to be released later this year. So we're going to have some content, so you better hop on that because you only got like less than 2 weeks to get this done. Which I have not finished the game yet, so I've got a little bit of time there. So, or I guess you could just get to it as you see fit, because you got a couple months before the next one. So, I like Zelda. It's a great game, and I imagine the extra DLC will be nice. Hopefully it's quite a bit of DLC for it. I don't know exactly the amount of content they're providing, so it could be sad.
Tournaments! Give me tournaments, Jason!
Yeah, so they had two game tournaments at E3, specifically just for E3. They had a Splatoon 2, which is going to be released July 21st, so the game isn't even out yet, but they had people playing live on the E3, so you could watch them fight each other. Tournaments, and then they had an ARMS, which is the weird game that they kind of announced right when they brought the Switch out. Which actually just came out a couple days ago, so, which is a 2v2, so I don't know if they had a ladder for that or whatnot, but I didn't watch them, the tournaments, but I imagine ARMS, this is just them getting people to start playing ARMS because, you know, they want people to play the Switch. So, I don't know, I don't know, I have mixed thoughts on this, like, I don't ever really see the Nintendo being a tournament console, but that's what they want it to be.
That's
so,
yep. Mm-hmm.
If this keeps up, I guess that would be awesome. So they'll start having, like, Nintendo will have their own tournament league stuff or whatever, so.
Boom, boom, boom.
Expect more from that. Chris, I'll let you announce the next major company.
Do it. Boom, bing. Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd seen some of this stuff popping up during the Microsoft briefing, but... we will start with Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Such a good trailer. The trailer makes me want to buy the game. So, I do not know anything about the previous Beyond Good and Evil, but this trailer... Apparently this game's super old, because we kind of talked about it last week. I don't know how old. I think it was like 10 years or something like that. More than 10 years, 15 years maybe. Some really ridiculous amount of time that, like, for a game to be out of development and then back in. So they've just been working on it, I think, for a long while.
2003 and originally came out for the PS2, Xbox, and 360.
Yeah, so 15 years.
Yes. So 15 years before a sequel came out.
Yeah, well, the game looks good based on the video trailer. So who knows how if the game's gonna meet expectations of the trailer? But if it does, this game's gonna be awesome.
Yep, I almost want to get my hands on the old one just to recompare it beforehand.
Yeah.
So let's see what it's like. The big release.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed. Asia. I mean, no.
Egypt?
No, I was going to say Asia. No, Egypt. Yes. Yeah. Assassin's Creed Origins. Of course, they're going back to the oldest civilization, Egypt.
As far back as you can go.
Pretty much, yes. The trailer, it had different, crystal. I saw the trailers, and it had... they showed some actual gameplay, and there was the crystals, and I always look at the top of a pyramid, and I always think that's a big ass crystal or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm seeing this, and they showed some of the gameplay, and I mean they're going back to Egypt, going back hieroglyphics and all that crap, and I don't know, it could be a tight game. I mean, you can't go any further back than this, really.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get back into Assassin's Creed because those games just burned me out because it was just so much collecting stuff. And
oh, yeah.
I just can't see myself going through because it just feels like I'm just playing the game to collect stuff.
Collecting, so, and going back over these damaged gems.
Don't get me wrong, I like assassinating people. I love Thief. This game really reminds me of that in quite a few different ways, but I just can't bring myself. I'll just go play Thief.
Yep. So they're looking at October 27th for that. So I know a couple of people that might be wanting to get their hands on it, but
it'll definitely be. I'll have a $20 to $30 price point for that game. So yeah. I'll be picking it up.
Far Cry 5.
Yeah, this game actually has more interest. Like I'm more interested in than Assassin's Creed because I have Far Cry 4. I played it a little bit. I enjoy it. It's kind of funny. I mean, I find there's some humor in this game. So, if you like that kind of game,
I've tried playing that. I had gotten a free copy of that Far Cry Blood Dragon or something where it looks like it's all 80s, set in the 80s and all that old crap.
I just find it amusing. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, the trailers look good. It just kind of makes me interested in the game again. Another $20-$30 price point game, probably $20 price point game for me, because the prices do drop on these games for PC pretty fast, so.
Exactly.
So, I feel like being a pirate, though, really.
You feel like being a pirate, Jason?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can always get a game called Skull and Bones.
Oh, yeah! Now, see, this game looks really interesting. Speaking of Assassin's Creed, type games from previous pirating, I actually kind of like the idea of having pirates, and if as long as the people on my ship start chanting, start singing shanties and all that while we're on the high seas, perfect. Because that actually made the Assassin's Creed game that much more fun. So I could see myself just sailing the ocean, just listening. They even sing during fights. So if this game is anything like that, I could just see myself enjoying this immensely.
Hey, I am just saying that I've already played that game. It was called Pirates with an exclamation point back in, done by Sid Meier's, the classic game developer, back in 87. That's what I heard when I saw the description and all that, tactical action, action game, pirate captain, naval and naval warfare piracy. I'm like, this is fucking Pirates.
Yeah. Well, Black Flag was pretty awesome, so if this is anything like Black Flag, and it's just more of the pirating parts of Black Flag, I will love that.
Exactly. The Crew 2. Got a lot of damn sequels.
They had so much advertising in this game, too. I don't know why they have the cover, but they're really pushing this game.
Yep. I mean, probably because God only knows we can,
we need more
people love to get their fucking, Fast and the Furious. Yeah,
that's probably how I feel it is.
So. Both Skull and Bones and Crew 2, early 2018 for Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Yeah, that'll be cool. These are $20 price point games.
Exactly.
Not over top for me, but there might be people who actually really probably like Skull and Bones. So
Right. Now, of course, this one, I will more than likely still be ordering for day one release and all that.
Yeah, this is one I could see myself bringing my... just buying day one, so...
Oh, I'm... Dude, I'm still talking about just getting... You know, going to the site now, ordering it so I can get the pre-order... I might even think about the deluxe.
Oh, does it have a pre-order bonus? I don't know if I'd buy the deluxe for it, depending on what they give you, but...
Okay, well, I'm going to bring that up here shortly, but I am going to revisit the game we talked about, Jason and I, last year, that we've been waiting for...
Forever.
South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Yes, indubitably.
Yes, indubitably yes. So.
I'm sure there's going to be some hanky, so, and everything from South Park, I'm sure they're just going to... that you're going to touch on, so...
Oh, yes. So, I mean, it is... I mean, I've still... I've been looking forward to this since the beginning. And, I mean, I liked how it was looking way back when.
Well, they did a good job with the Lord of the Rings. What was the Lord of the Rings one?
The Stick of Truth.
Yeah, the Stick of Truth. So this just seems like superheroes to me. So this is just going to be on that same level, right?
Exactly. Yeah, basically. This whole same level. Of course, it is coming out for Xbox One, PS4, and PlayStation, or NPC. I'm probably going to get it for PC.
I'll be buying PC.
Of course, yes, exactly. And, I mean, it is going to be basically the Stick of Truth, but instead of fantasy, they're going superheroes. I do see that if you any pre-purchases... you get a digital download of the Stick of Truth. So, like, if you order it probably right now, you get the Stick of Truth right now.
Yeah.
Like, right now. Get it.
If there's a PC version of it, and they give you the Stick of Truth, I should probably go look into this, and I'll go order it, actually. Because I don't own that for PC. So, yes, everybody, go jump on that. If you don't.
Exactly.
And,
okay, so, now, if you get... Here we go, I'm looking at it right now. If you get the Gold Steelbook Edition...
Jeez.
You end up with the game, the season pass, the steelbook case, and a physical lithograph of artwork from South Park Studios. Check. You've got the Collector's Gold Edition, $129.99. You've got complete game, the season pass, the steelbook, the lithograph, and a 6-inch replica figurine of the Coon, which is Cartman's character from that. And the standard edition, $99.99. Oh, so collector's standard. That also gets you the complete game, the lithograph, and the Coon figure. So.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have to get the deluxe or anything edition to get the free South Park Stick of Truth.
Right, yeah. It's for any of them. Yeah, you get it for any of them, and you automatically get it. So.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. And, everybody's favorite... You know, favorite inanimate object, Towly, your gaming bud. So, yeah, you get Towly, and I believe that is with all of them. So,
does he follow you around and just start, like, doing his Towly comments? That would be hilarious.
Exactly. So, I'm looking forward to that. It's October 17th. I'm probably going to buy that, like, the month before so I can be playing into its release. That'll be fun.
Wait, it says the offer expires March 31st, 2017.
Huh?
It says offer expires March 31st. Uh-oh.
For what?
The pre-purchase, but they still have it up on their site. That's weird.
Well, they were probably thinking it was going to come out earlier, so...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, screw the thing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely look into that later if you're interested. But, also, if you like to play your games in your hands... South Park, Bone Destroyer. Sometime later this year, it's going to be a mobile app. We don't have any other details on that as of yet. But people seem to be chomping at the bit for it. Any thoughts on that one, Jason?
I don't know. I don't know if I could bring myself to play another mobile game, though. So probably, maybe install it, look at it, determine whether or not I want to play that versus Clash of Clans, and then probably play Clash of Clans.
Yeah, exactly. Starlink, Battle for Atlas.
See, this came out of the, blue. Like, I wasn't expecting any of these kinds of games. Like, you know, like, this game specifically. And I don't know, like, the preview kind of, like, I don't know. Like, just flying, it's hard for me to want to play this game. So, this isn't my kind of game, I guess, is my problem. So, I don't know if it's your kind of game. I don't know if you saw anything for this game, but they had, like, a bit of a preview kind of for it. And it you get to attach stuff to your controller, so that's cool. Like, it just reminds me of just, like, just trying to sell extra crap for this game to get people to play it just so that you have crap for your controller. Like, if you like collecting shit, I guess that's your thing. But, yeah, just go check it out. This might be for you. Your kids probably would like this, though, if you, you know, if they're into this kind of, like, you know, these kind of games. It's not Pokemon, so, yeah. I don't know. it's not my forte, so...
Yeah,
I was trying
you know, to... I think we might want to speed this up a little bit, Jason. So
yeah, let's move on. Rayman Legends Definitive Edition. Oh wait, that was for released in fall of 2018.
Rayman Legends for Switch.
Just bringing out it for Switch. So if you already have Rayman Legends, well, it's coming to Switch. We talked about this last week. Steep, right?
Oh yeah. Gotcha.
Yep. It has the Olympic expansion, so. And there was actually a date on that, and I think it's coming out this year. I just didn't put it in the notes, so pretty sure it comes out later this year. Actually, I think it's already because it's already out technically, just not for the Switch. So they're bringing it to the Switch, and then they're going to have a Winter Olympics for it on the Switch.
It looks like they're just saying 2017. That's worldwide release 2017. That's it that I've got. Winter expansion roll. Steep Road to the Olympics will release December 5, 2017.
Okay, so we have it released December 5, 2017. All right,
12/5/17.
All right, so let's move on to EA Sports.
EA Sports,
kind of good. I like EA. They really hyped this Anthem game though.
Like, I heard a shit ton about it.
And all it looks like to me is a Power Suit Explorer game. So yeah. All right,
Could be fun. We'll see.
No Man's Sky. I'm just gonna play that. Anyways, releases fall 2018.
Second one, of course. I was ballsy. I'm ballsing.
Go ahead and talk about this one. Take it, Chris.
Battlefront 2 for Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean,
is there already a game called Battlefront 2, like Star Wars Battlefront 2? Because I kept seeing a lot of other information for this game when I was doing research on it. Like, and it looks like it's already released for an older console kind of thing. So I think they just redid it, is how I'm seeing this. So
No, I mean, there was Battlefront, which had originally come out way back when. I mean, there was an original Battlefront in 04, and then they did the new Battlefront, you know, 2 years ago. But this Battlefront 2 is going to be fucking wicked. I mean, you've got, like, it looks like all the generations together, it looks like they're throwing together.
Okay, I must have just read something about, like, a preview trailer then or something like that, so... Yeah, I liked Battlefront. It was a great game. Didn't I buy Battlefront? Didn't we play
it? You did. I played it around, yeah.
Yeah, I think you played it more than I did, though.
Probably, exactly.
So, I liked it, because it kind of like combines a bunch of different types of like gameplay, you know, like, like flying and all that kind of crap.
Your machines, your third-person action, yeah.
All right, so maybe we can escape from all these game previews, such as in a way, maybe finding a way out. Oh, wait, that's a co-op prison break game. Looks interesting. I don't think you're going to find too many people are going to want to play this game, maybe. I don't know. It looks interesting. I can't see myself buying this game brand new, though. I don't know. It's going to be released early 2018. It's too early, probably, to really know whether or not this game's going to be good, so...
Yeah, I feel you there.
Yeah, and then, of course, FIFA, Madden, and NBA.
Yeah, seriously. So let's hit these quick. FIFA, it's soccer. Pass.
Yeah, it also has a story mode, though. They announced a story mode called Journey Hunter Returns.
Pass.
Yeah, moving on. It'll be available on the Switch. Madden. Poof. Madden NFL 2018. Look, a new story mode. I think there's a thing going on here.
Yeah, you know what the thing is? I mean, well, no, I've heard this story mode is supposed to be a lot different from the other story modes in the past. So.
Yeah, supposedly you play as this kind of washed-up guy. You have to make and redeem yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Knowing what I usually do, I'll probably just wait till it shows up at the Red Box and rent it out for a night for $3 and see what happens.
Yeah, see if I enjoy it. Probably a good call, actually. Releases August 25th, 2017. Of course, NBA
just in time for real football season.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They got to coordinate that shit. NBA Live 2018.
Yeah, basketball.
If you like basketball, it's for you. Need for Speed Payback? I don't know about this one. This is another Fast and Furious game. More Fast and Furious than
that. Need for Speed has been around out for ages.
Yeah. Many years, too, yeah. I mean, I played a couple older ones. I mean, it's just, I feel like it's just another, you know, it feels Fast and the Furious, but racing in a car, so.
Exactly. I mean, the first Need for Speed came out way back in, it has been out since 2010. No, I'm looking at the oldest Need for Speed, 1994.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember it being really old. So
PC, PlayStation, Saturn, and 3DO.
That old.
That old,
and it keeps coming, though. Like, hey, keep it going. So
yeah. Okay, let's
go ahead and talk about
this
next one. Bethesda, yes. Thank you, Bethesda, for giving me everything I've ever wanted. So Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, looks like a flipping fantastic game.
Yes.
Nazi killing, and you get some cool weapons doing so. And there's and they also said something about creating some new gore engine too, and adding gore to it. So even better. Releases
October
27th. Evil Within 2. I played the first one, sort of. We didn't get too far, but definitely scary. I imagine
Lots of good hype for it so far.
Yeah, sounds really good. Looks really good. October 13th. Skyrim for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. We heard that about that already because it was going to be a launch.
Yep. So they hyped that probably a little too much for me at this point.
Jason, year two.
Doom VR and Fallout 4. VR.
Yep.
All right. Later this year. Oh, that's one way. Now, Quake Champions. We kind of covered this earlier.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Who the hell still plays Quake?
Apparently they think some people are going to play Quake, and it looks kind of good, actually. They showed previews of it during the gameplay for E3, and they had people fighting each other, and it's definitely just a new version of Quake, and, you know, same weapons kind of stuff, kind of loadout different.
See, now I liked Quake, and even the one that was similar to it that they released, Hexen.
Yeah, they just need to get Trent Reznor to do the music for it. So.
Yeah, exactly. And the last biggie of this group's
Activision. Yeah, I like Activision, specifically for one game.
You and I both, buddy. And that would be Call of Duty. But anyhow, Call of Duty.
Yeah. The trailer for multiplayer looked pretty good. It's going to be released November 3rd, 2017. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know me, pass.
Game. Yeah, it looks like another COD game to me. So.
Because on October 24th, I will be in group with Destiny! Now, I mean, which way are you going to go, Jason? Are you going to get it early for PS4 and Xbox?
No. I'm going PC. All my friends are playing PC. We're going PC. So
We're going to group up and kick ass.
Yeah, we're going to do beta. It sounds like a lot of my other friends are going to be playing this game, so we should at least have a fire team for the heroic stuff, since we won't be getting the matching for heroic content, so you won't get heroic raids or night strikes, so you're still gonna have to find a group for those specifically. So but hey, it's probably gonna be the reason why I'm gonna buy a new PC here shortly, just so that I can top off everything and be playing this game with a Ryzen 1080 or something, who knows. Exciting. I'm looking forward to it. So
me too.
Thank you, Activision. And then last game that they announced, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. So it's just them bringing back the old Crash Bandicoots, is how I understand it, because they compared the old game and the new games and just what they changed. So they kind of put crates where crates were at and all that kind of stuff, but they just updated the way everything looks, like, so it looks nicer.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I understand it. So they're just bringing back all the old Crash Bandicoot. So if you loved the Crash Bandicoot, which there were a lot of people who like Crash Bandicoot, this is a good way to go back and relive your past if you find the time to want to play Crash Bandicoot. So, And I have a special note in here. This is what was missing from E3 that we kind of heard about. Last of Us 2, they didn't say anything about it. So, makes me wonder if they're not going to do some sort of surprise announcement later this year about it. So, which is kind of weird that they wouldn't hype it, unless they're having issues with something or something. I don't know. But Last of Us was a fantastic game. So, we can only imagine that Last of Us 2 has to be just as fantastic, and maybe that's why they're not talking about it yet. So, and here's the other one, Death Stranding? Yeah, so nobody wanted to talk about that, apparently. I wonder why? I mean, if there was any kind of reason, do we want to speculate? Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah, read us. Okay. Yeah, so that's all I got.
The only thing I want to add that I've seen recently while we were chatting, apparently somebody decided to put up on Yahoo Technologies page, NASA wants to probe Uranus in search of gas.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with that.
That's cool. Thanks, NASA. You're going to find so much gas, it will save the planet.
Jason, April, anything else from y'all?
I don't think we have anything else. Got anything? I think that's
just
it.
Just my usual.
So, let's go to the usual.
Let's go to
okay, our you want to listen to us, find us on iTunes and Stitcher, or you can go directly to our website, www.ingloriousgeeks.com. On Facebook, we are Inglorious Geeks. On Twitter, Inglorious_Geek. Instagram, IngloriousGeeks3. Twitch, IngloriousGeek. Geek, not Greek.
Or Greeks. Huh?
Snapchat is IngloriousGeek. And Roll20 is now IngloriousGeek.
Woo!
So it's pretty easy to find. Just look for IngloriousGeek.
Yeah, if you can find Inglourious Geek, you probably found us.
On that note, we are the Inglourious Geeks, so sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
Woo!
Peace out, all.
I wish we would have heard more about Norman Reedus, though. That's interesting. No, I don't, actually. So, alright, all. I hope you enjoyed E3 as much as we did. And you find something to enjoy, such as D&D. Maybe some influential stuff out there, but yeah. Video games. Go buy Battlegrounds. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm good.
Bye.
Do it.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.